Dear Heavenly Father, you said when two or more are gathered in your name that you are present. Just come before your courts in the third heaven, begging for forgiveness and just thankful for all the ways that you have blessed me with my vision, my hearing, my fingers, my hands, my arms, my legs, my toes, my heart, my organs. Just everything on a microscopic level, Lord. I just beg for your forgiveness for all sins I've committed my whole existence. Uplift my brother Juan Gonzalez to you, Lord. And I just pray that you break off all generational curses in his bloodline throughout his whole lineage, Lord. I just pray that everybody that he walks around, Lord, is just filled and infused with the Holy Spirit, that people start to become healed and demons become ejected and bound and rebuked by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Lord, we thank you for this in advance. Thank you, Father Yahuwah, for everything that you've done for us. I just pray that all of these seeds that Juan Gonzalez has been sown into this Redesign and Destiny ministry, Lord, I just pray that you bless him a billionfold, a trillionfold, Lord, and increase his ministry and increase his ability to speak and win souls for the kingdom, Lord. I just pray that he has a tremendous harvest just for having so much kindness in his heart, for going out of his way for a complete stranger. I know that we're Latino, but this is deeper than that, Lord. I mean, this Juan Gonzalez, this is my brother, Lord. He's already sown $150 into this ministry, maybe more. I haven't really kept a count of it, but he's done more than anybody's ever done, and I've given up a lot. Like, the only thing that I haven't given up on, Lord, in my ministry, my sevenfold ministry with you, really is the podcast. That's really the only thing that I haven't really stuck to. You know, I did just get interviewed for the Wheelhouse podcast last night, I believe. Yeah. And I found that through a Christian Facebook group. And yeah, they allow me to give my testimony, and I just pray that reaches all the souls that you want them to reach, Lord. I just want to thank you again, Father, just for, you know, sending Juan Gonzalez to this ministry, for allowing him to find it however he found it, and for the fact that he's sowing, you know, out of the goodness of his soul and his heart, Lord, and it does help out tremendously in more ways than anyone can imagine. I've been, only God knows, you know, Lord, you're the only one that knows what I'm going through as far as like with the financial situation and the demonic attacks and the Christian persecution, trying to spread the gospel, and just everybody that's manifesting demonically around me, and, you know, getting kicked off welfare, you know, with the gas and electric, and, you know, it's the end of the month, and, you know, I've been praying to you, Father, in private, quietly, you know, and I try not to complain or anything. I mean, you know my prayers, and it's amazing to me that this individual, Juan Gonzalez, is just such a generous soul to just be able to bless like that. I mean, $50 is a lot of money to me. It's a lot of money. It could take me 5 or 6 hours to get that, you know? And it's not, that's just that everybody's going through a struggle right now, Father. So, you know, whatever Juan is on Juan's heart, Lord, you know, he's sown into your ministry, Father. He's sown into your ministry. This Redesign of Destiny podcast just hit 1 million plays within the last 30 days. And it's not me. I'm not doing anything. I'm literally just downloading things, vetting it. You know what I mean? Allowing the Holy Spirit to guide me to what to post and what not to post. And the reason it's such a labor, because of all the stuff that I got to go through to make sure it's coming from you, Father. You know what I mean? I listen to so many things and it's not there, you know? So it's hard to just keep finding the stuff that aligns to your word and be able to put that out there, to just vet it and just have a source that's coming from you, Father. And I couldn't do it without you, Yahuwah. You know, without you sending the stuff to me, you know, obviously I look for stuff too, and the stuff that I look for, it doesn't always pan out, because it's a lot of deception, you know, all this chosen one talk, and they're going into the new ageism, and you know, all these, there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing out here, just trying to, you know, steer the flock in the wrong direction, and they're pulling on their heartstrings and trying, you know, they know that they're being attacked. They know that they're your children, and they're still trying to mislead them into this new age philosophy, you know. And a lot of people, you know, they're not rooted and grounded in your word, Father, you know, and they're easily pulled to the left and the right, you know. They're not fully aware, you know. It sounds good to them, and they, like I said, it's drawn on their heartstrings, you know. And you know, and these wolves, you know, they're using a lot of trigger words, you know, like change is coming, you know, you're going to be activated, and you're going to have a new body, and you're going to be upgraded, and you know, but we know that, you know, it's leading into deception, because Satan tries to mock everything you're doing, and he's doing it through transhumanism and CRISPR technology with the human genome editing, the splicing of the DNA, and there's so much going on with the two sons. You know, the artificial sun is there because of Revelation 6, so a lot of people are not fully aware of that, and you just got people that are pulling people into the wrong direction. You know, a lot of people are really going to think that these aliens or these galactic federations of different, you know, extraterrestrial entities, you know, that there's good ones and there's bad ones, just like there's black magic and white magic. And so, yeah, people are being highly, highly deceived, you know. And so it takes a lot for me to vet this information to make sure that, you know, we're putting the correct stuff on the podcast. I mean, when I say we, I'm talking about Yahuwah, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Ruach HaKodesh, and me, you know. And I'm at the bottom of the totem pole, because I'm a sinner, and I'm just a disgusting example of creation, you know. And I know a lot of people misconstrue and misunderstand me, because I'm always talking about how I hate my life and I wish I didn't exist. But did not Lot go through that? Was not Lot feeling like he was living a tortured existence? You know, and what happened to Lot's wife? I feel like those are the two shortest scriptures in the Bible. Jesus wept, two words. And then three words, remember Lot's wife, you know, and they coincide. You know, why did Jesus weep? Well, remember Lot's wife, you know, and all she had was a thought. And what was the example? He turned it to a pillar of salt, because we are called to be the salt, and salt can't be in all gathered in one place. Like, you got to sprinkle it. You know what I mean? You got to put it all over the food. And, so that's why our journey is so difficult, because we're so spaced out from each other, and we're far apart, and we're grinding, and we're in warrior mode, and we can't do it by ourselves. And I get beat down and tore to pieces, and I gotta wait for the Father to come and build me back up. But Father, I just please plead the blood of Jesus. I just plead the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach over Juan Gonzalez, from his head to his feet, on a molecular level, a cellular level, Lord. I just ask that he's revitalized, re-energized, regenerated, renewed, that he is healthy, that he's in full warrior mode, that he's going nonstop, you know, hammering out the gospel in every way possible, you know. And you know, reach out to me, brother, if you need to, you know, and I can send you some stickers if you want to start sticking up stickers at gas pumps or on trash cans or wherever, you know what I'm saying, to get this gospel out there, you know what I'm saying, just to remind people that they have to repent. I mean, sin equals death, you know, and I know soon I'm going to get back on thescriptedgarments.com and really start creating some new t-shirts, because I know I got to do the Stop Sinning, Start Winning t-shirts, you know, and I really want to get back to the clothing grind, you know, but I've just been so depleted and just, you know, ran through by the devil. Like, I was on the street writing books, 6 books in like 2 years. And I was working on that 7th book. I ain't even worked on it. It's just sitting there. I got like the first chapter started, and it's about epigenetics. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's deep, you know, but this is just a lot of research that goes into it, you know, biology and just a lot, you know what I mean? And I'm just a regular dude, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like a physicist or a biologist. Like, I don't have any college degrees. Like, God uses who he could use, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the greatest rapper. I'm 45. Like, a lot of people would clown me for even making music at this age, but it's just like, I just got, the job needs to get done. Like, we have to spread the gospel like wildfire. We have to do it. People are going to go to hell. And Juan Gonzalez sowing these $50 seeds into this ministry. A lot of people may debate whether or not it's a ministry or not, but I know that this podcast is changing people's lives. I know people check for it every day, because I look at the statistics, and I know they checking for it. I know they looking to get that word from the Lord, you know. And these are confirmations for people. People are already speaking to the Father, but they're getting their confirmations this way. This is the way that the Holy Spirit is moving and working. And Yahuwah, you woke me up 5, 6 years ago. You woke me up at like 2, 3 in the morning, was like, start designing the stickers. I didn't want to. I was fighting with you. I'm like, you know what? You ain't going to let me go back to sleep. So I went and got my laptop. I started designing the stickers. And then the podcast, you know what I mean? Because I wanted that, you know, you could feed people a couple of scriptures and on these small 2x2 stickers. But, you know, they need more. So that's when I came up with the website. And I've been having issues with it, because redesignofdestiny.com is supposed to go straight to the Spotify for Podcasters website. And they redirected it to my scriptedgarments.com. And I've already contacted them. I had so many problems. I just had my account hacked. I had a Bluebird account and it got hacked and by some company, Taliban or something, in like an Arabic country. They were taking money out of my account. I was using that to pay my bills. So these companies couldn't have my actual debit card to my bank. And they hacked it in Bluebird. They haven't refunded my money. They shut my account down, and then they told me I need to file a dispute for the stolen money. And I'm like, but you shut my account down. I can't log in to, how can I log in to file the dispute to get the transactions when you kick me out of my account? They said, we'll send you a new card. You sent me the card, and the card said activate the card, enter 15 numbers, but my card's got 16 numbers on it. So I can't activate the card. And when I call them, I keep talking to people from India, and they're evil. All these call centers in India, all these Hindu people that I'm dealing with, they're evil. But you know what I did, Lord? I went to a Hindu restaurant and I ate my vegetarian food, and I prayed to you inside of this Hindu restaurant, and I prayed for the souls, for the Indian souls, for the Hindus. Because that's how we fight back. We fight back through prayer. Pray, 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 pray. And I just pray that you use Juan Gonzalez in a powerful way, Father. You said, you told Bartholomew, when he asked you how many people die every day, you said 30,000. And I always use this, because I use this to minister to my people, because my people are into Catholicism. They're Catholics. So if y'all Catholics, cool, let me preach to you out of your Bible. Let's talk about Bartholomew. Bartholomew, as he interviewed Jesus and was like, Jesus, how many people die every day? About 30,000. Cool. How many of them make it to paradise? Jesus said, three. Three out of 30,000. That's one out of 10,000. We don't know 10,000 people. The path is narrow. So the fact that, you know, I'm not bragging about any of this, because to me, it's not a bragging matter. I'm just the type of person that if somebody don't do the job, I do it. You don't want to do the dishes? People, you going to let dishes sit in the sink for 12 days? I got this. You don't want to sweep? Let me sweep. You don't want to mop? Let me mop. I don't play. This is our culture. La raza. Mi gente. We work. We work. We get it done. We don't complain. We go and get it done. Workaholics to the death. We gonna work our flesh to the bone. Because we solid, we strong, we warriors. We are soldiers. And I already know the Father is gonna use the Latino community. He's going to use us. And what you got, two Latinos? Me, Jupiter Ruera de Leon, and Juan Gonzalez. Because Juan's funding this. Juan is funding this. Because ain't nobody else doing it, and it's cool. We don't need y'all. Juan don't got to donate a dollar as long as he breathing. Sigo respirando. Because we always going to be here. But, man, Father, Yahuwah, I need you to bless Juan Gonzalez. Because as many times as I cried out to you, I'm putting you first. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. When is you going to do something, Father? When is you going to honor your word? I was just telling my homie, if you get paid every 2 weeks, when that 2 weeks is up, you asking your boss where the check? I worked the last 2 weeks. Where my money? This is what I tell the Father every day. I'm doing this for you. I don't even want to exist. I don't even want to participate in this. I don't care about heaven. I don't care about rewards. I don't want to exist. But since you're forcing me to exist against my will, which I think is absolutely disgusting, that's what I tell Father, Yahuwah. Ooh, yeah, I got some balls on me, right? But that's what I tell the Father. You forcing me to exist against my will. Ain't no laborers in the field. You want me to clean the toilets. You want me to do the plumbing. You want me to clean out the septic tank. Cool. I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. But what's your word tell me? Your word tells me, put you first and you'll take care of everything else. When you going to do that? When you going to do it, man? Oh, you going to wait till I'm dead? No, thank you. I need it now. My electric need paid now. My gas need paid now. My rent need paid now. My phone bill need paid now. My car insurance is due tomorrow. I need it now. I need it right now. But he don't show up. He showed up through Juan Gonzalez, though. Juan Gonzalez came through. Didn't have to. Never met me. Don't know me. Never spoke to me. Never seen me. Never seen it. Seen him. Not a way. Nothing. Serio. Bless him, Father. Cool, you don't want to heal me? Cool, heal the crippled dude that I picked up. Don't you know that $30 I got stole out of my account the day that I was on the phone talking to the Hindu, the guy that I picked up had a Ouija board on his shirt? He was crippled. Both of his knees was knocking together. He couldn't even walk. I was taking him to a doctor's appointment. That dude gave me a $30 tip because he heard my conversation. The devil was all in my ear, like, oh, you just picked up a Satanist. You picked up a Satanist. Oh, guess what, though? I pick up homosexuals and transgenders. And some of those are the most generous people that get into my vehicle. Some of the most generous people catching the lift. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't judge nobody. I don't care if you're a Satanist, an atheist, a Buddhist, a Hindu, a Muslim. I don't care. The most resistance I really get, though, is from the Muslims. Them is the ones that be hating the most. Everybody else, they people. But Muslims, man, they got a whole ideology towards Christianity in America. Ooh, Islam is a problem. It's a disgusting problem. Because that whole culture, they just regurgitate what they was fed. And they don't dissect it. They don't research it. They don't pull out the books. They don't really study it. They always want to talk about, yeah, we got some of your Bible in our Quran. But then you still got in your Quran, you still talk about wanting to murder Christians. And yeah, the Old Testament of the Bible talk about murder a lot. Even though thou shalt not kill. I'm aware of it. You know, I'm aware of that. But we go off of the New Testament. We go off of what Jesus did for us. You know what I'm saying? So you got a BC and an AC, before Christ and after Christ. Yeah, before Christ it was brutal. You know, I'm glad he came to die for our sins. So we have a way out of this hellhole. Because if he didn't do that, we would be screwed. We would all go straight to hell, just like the Quran tell the Muslims that they going to. All the Muslims know they going straight to hell. Maybe Allah will take them out of hell. Allah, pimp smack that dude. That dude's a straight bum. Allah's a bum. That is not our God. I don't care. That is not our God. That's the Antichrist. I always tell the Muslims, who do y'all follow? They were, oh, Allah. And I'm like, that's a lie. You follow Muhammad. You follow the pedophile that was banging an eight-year-old girl. You follow a pedophile / murderer. We follow a sinless template in Yahushua HaMashiach. He never sinned. Sinless. Never had sex. Never did drugs. Never hated. Never gossiped. Never coveted. Never lied. Sinless. That's our example. But y'all could follow Muhammad and act like y'all following Allah. And we could get into the surahs and the hadiths. Surah 345. Or I could send you to Sam Shamoan or the Christian Prince or Surah International, and you could go debate them, and then you can debate them and send me the video, and I'll analyze that. I'll let the professionals deal with you, the professionals of apologetics. But honestly, I don't care if you want to believe the Quran and its all of its lies. It's not even a book of prophecy. The Bible is biblical prophecy. It's been proven over and over and over again. The Quran is junk, garbage. I had a Muslim in the car the other day. He started trying to talk to me. I'm like, look, bro, I'm here to get you safely from point A to point B. I'm not here to entertain you. I'll try to be cordial. We could talk about mundane things, the weather, whatever, other things. We're not going to talk about religion or politics. He just kept digging and kept digging and kept digging because he seen a cross hanging from my mirror. I had a snap on. I'm like, I'm gonna pull over and let you out on the side of the freeway. Is that what you want? He shut up. The whole trip back, he shut up. Who do you think you are? You Muslims coming into our country trying to push your filth down our throats. The true obedient followers of Yah are well aware of the defunct filth going on in America. But that's because of Satanism. This is supposed to be a Christian country. Things got off course real fast. We're aware of that. But we could talk about the bad examples that you got in Islam as well. But the number one bad example in Islam is Muhammad. I mean, Q-Thom. Oh, you didn't think I knew that Muhammad really isn't Muhammad's name. That his name is Q-Thom. Q-U-T-H-A-M. And his parents were pagans. But why do I got to do the research on y'all religion? Why don't you do your research and focus on learning what you need to learn and stop regurgitating what these demonic entities are trying to tell you that Islam is? Anyway, I'm getting off track. Lord bless Juan Gonzalez. He came through. You know what I'm saying? And appreciate it, because April, I got hit so hard, I really wanted to give up on the podcast. I've been debating giving up on it. I even told my homie the other day, like, man, I ain't been doing no music. I ain't been writing a book. I ain't been doing the Christian clothing. I really ain't been sticking up stickers. You know, I really not posting on social media, on Facebook or Instagram. So I got the Facebook, got the Instagram, got the books, got the clothing, the stickers, music, and the podcast. So that's 7-Fold Ministry. The only thing I was barely keeping up with was the podcast. This is how bad the devil been destroying my life, and God hasn't trying to come help me out. It's just like, cool, you don't want to help, then what are we doing? What are we doing? Is this a partnership? Well, you trying to teach me a lesson? Cool, congratulations. Let me give you a little applause, Lord. Cool, great, learning lessons, wonderful. You're awesome. Like, to me, it's just immaturity at a certain point. Like, let's just get the job done, man. We don't need to talk about the philosophy. We don't need to talk about, you know, why it's better to use a power drill instead of a Phillips screwdriver. Cool. Let's just get the job done, God. Let's just get the job done, Father. Stop playing with me. You want the laborers in the field? Well, I'm here to work. What is you doing? Oh, if I put you first, you're going to take care of everything else? Well, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you to take care of everything else. I'm waiting for you to take care of my bills. I'm waiting for diamonds and gold to fall out of the thin air and onto my floor so I could cash it in and pay some bills. So I can get out of debt. So I could pay my dentist. So I could pay my medical bills. So I could pay my school loans. When does the Bible say that you'll do that? If we put you first, you'll take care of everything. When will you take care of everything? When is that going to happen? Because I'm on a day by day thing here. But hey, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I just exist. Unwillingly, I'm an unwilling participant in all of this. It's tough for people to deal with me. Guess what? It's tough for me to deal with me. Why do you think I don't want to exist? I'm tired of dealing with me. You feel me? I'm good. I don't want to deal with me. The devil hate me? Cool. Get in line. You can't hate me more than I hate myself. It's nothing new. People don't like me, they want to kill me. Well, get it over with. You want to murder me? Come do it. Come on. What's taking so long? This guy shot out the past two Mother's Day. I remember when I was in high school, kid pulled a gun on me in front of a UDF. I'm like, don't use it if you ain't gonna squeeze it. Shoot me. Because if you're trying to get a reaction, you're trying to scare me, it ain't gonna work. I took a nap the other day. I was so wore out by demonic attacks while I was working. I had to pull over, turn off my phones, and just go to sleep on the devil. You know what I woke up to? Somebody, some random person, I don't know who this person is, how they got my number. They sent me a video of them pulling a man's heart out of his body, and it was still beating. And it was some Muslims. It was like some Taliban dudes. I don't know if it was a Christian that they killed or whatever. But they sent me this video on my phone. And then they sent me a picture of me. Is that supposed to scare me? Do they not know that I worked in the funeral industry? That doesn't bother me. Death, corpses, blood, guts. None of that bothers me. Been to hell. Hell bothers me. I don't like hell. I don't want to go back to hell. I'm trying to be a good robot for the Lord right now. You know what I mean? Trying to dot the I's and cross the T's. Maybe it's not genuine. I don't know when that takes effect. But I do know the Bible says you can't trust your heart. The heart is deceitful. Emotions are deceitful. That we just trust the word. So that's all that I'm doing. Cool. That's the instructions. Cool. Let's do it. That's step one. Fear God. Okay, cool. I fear God. That's the beginning of wisdom. Cool. What's step two? Fast. Pray. Praise. Worship. Don't be a lukewarm Christian. Share the gospel all day, every day. Mental real estate. Monitor your thoughts. Don't think about stuff that you're not supposed to think about. Don't do a double take and look at that girl's booty a second time. You don't need to look at that. Okay, cool, 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 cool. What's next, dude? I'm ready. What's the hold up? You know what I'm saying? All month, you know what I'm dealing with? A broke toe. Back pain. From a work-related incident, and work miscomp is denying the claim. They don't want to pay for nothing. My ex-boss is lying on me, talking about I smoke marijuana, which is a lie. The chiropractor they sent me to was lying on me. The lawyer that I hired for the work miscomp case, the lawyer was telling me, oh, I'm surprised they didn't go at you harder in the hearing. If I was them, I would have brought up your criminal past, that you're a convicted felon, that you think you're a Christian because you post Christian stuff on Facebook. And I'm like, how does this dude know about my Facebook? Oh, they know about the Christians. It don't matter what's going on. They know about the Christians. It's the same thing with my energy assistants. Reapplied and reverified and reapplied since January 4 or 5 times a month. Both organizations, I was sending in all the paperwork, all the required documents, multiple times, spent like $40-$50 every time I had to go to a fax center to print up all this documentation, mail it out certified mail, buying envelopes, buying stamps, mailing it, calling, setting up appointments. They're not calling me for the appointments. They're not showing up at the appointments. They're canceling appointments. And the lady that's receiving the information, she's like, it's not me. Oh, I know it's you. I know it's you. Latasha Chastain. Latasha Chastain, Columbus, Ohio. I know it's you. Just like I know the post office stole my package. And then they try to suspend my mail indefinitely. And I don't get no mail. And I need the mail because I'm getting all the workman's comp and the hearing and all the attorney stuff going to the mail. But I can't get mail. The mailman's a gay black dude. He's the one that got caught stealing the mail on my camera. I sent them the footage and everybody went quiet. They're defending this thief. This is the United States Postal Service. This is what I'm dealing with. Let alone the axle, the vehicle. Oh, the devil is attacking me every single day, all day long. Nonstop. Petty. Petty, immature. But hey, I mean, who am I to judge what God wants to do in eternity? I mean, if this is the movie and this is the acting roles that I'm assigned unwillingly, I'm an unwilling participant, what can I do? Because God can send me to hell. You better shut up, Illy. You better be cool, Ilion. You borderline scoffing and mocking, God will not be mocked. Suffer in silence. Don't complain or you'll lose your blessings. Oh, this is a tough walk. Oh, this narrow path is difficult. It's so challenging. But a lot of Christians are going through that type of persecution because a lot of y'all lukewarm, tepid, riding the fence. I told this one dude, man, sometimes I backslide because I'm tired of God not God coming to the rescue. So I'm like, you know what? I know what'll make the devil chill. I'll backslide. I'll gamble my eternity on hell. I'll gamble with Galatians and Hebrews and Corinthians. I'll gamble with it because God ain't doing nothing. Oh, but you have to wait on the Lord. He's never late. He comes. Yeah, I get it. Who wants to deal with this, though? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to deal with it. All I picture myself is on judgment day in front of the throne. I don't want to exist. I don't want to exist. I don't care if you tell me I exist forever. I don't care what it is. I still don't want to participate. Can we talk about non-existence? Oh, you know what I can hear him saying? I don't think you understand what non-existence actually is. That non-existence is another form of hell. It's another hellish experience. You want to exist. I mean, you're dealing with a God that could just do whatever he want to do. He could wipe my whole memory. He can make me think the way he want me to think. He can make me to feel the way he want me to feel. He could turn me into a toad. He could turn me into a slug. He could turn me to a form of bacteria. He could do whatever he want to do. So yeah, it's dangerous. But I didn't ask to be harassed. I didn't ask to be tortured. I didn't ask to be messed with the way that he messed with me. And I say the way he messed with me because if he's allowing the devil to do it, then he's in cahoots with him. It's disgusting to me. I've been playing this game called Valheim. Valheim. I was up to 7 a.m. the other night playing this game. Because I'm so disgusted with this life and this world, I need an escape. And I already know how God feels about video games. But this ain't no Call of Duty. This ain't no shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Nah, you know what I'm doing? I'm cutting down trees. I'm building log cabins. And I'm minding my business. I'm picking fruit. Eating blueberries, eating mushrooms. I'm foraging in the forest. That's what type of game it is. Yeah, you got Nephilim giants running around. I had to kill a couple of giants. You know what I'm saying? Because they was coming trying to kill me. I got to watch out for wild animals, boars, and wolves. Had a couple wolves try to kill me. They did kill me, and I killed them. That's I'm playing the game right now. The only reason I stopped the game is to attend to Juan Gonzalez because he looked out for the kid. And then I just got off track. You know what I'm saying? And I know most of the audience that listen to this is an older crowd. Older than me. We don't really got no youngins on here listening to this. So, yeah.
It is what it is.
Juan, you the dude. Appreciate you, homie. More than you know. For real. I deleted a lot of the last episodes because, you know, when I get to talking, people don't like it. I'm rough around the edges. I don't speak gently. I'm not docile or calm. I'm irate. I'm in the battlefield. I'm always at war. You know, when I go to sleep, I still don't sleep because I'm battling in the spiritual realm. I'm exhausted beyond existence. Exhausted beyond existence. And all that I ask for is to not exist. Although I do think the Lord gave me a little bit of a dream last night. I had like a brand new white sports car. And I was like at the beach. And I just realized I was somewhere tropical. And some girl was talking to me. And I was just like, yo, chill for a second. I don't know what this is. I don't know where I'm at. But I know I don't recognize it. And I need to go swimming. I need to go jump into this crystal blue water. I need to dip my toes in the sand. I need a tropical escape right now. As soon as I did that, all the water went into my car. And my car was full of water. I opened the door and the water came out. And I remember Donald Trump was in the dream too before that. And it was a young version of Donald Trump. And it was like, he was going to go speak to somebody. And I was like, I respect that dude. Because he's speaking to this dude. And he ain't scared. Like, he's speaking his mind. In a dream. Now, for all I know, Trump could be a lizard. I think he is a lizard. Because I think I got some footage of him, his eyes shape-shifting. But, yeah. I did record two songs this weekend for the homie Parable. One called Remember Me, and then the other one called The Alliance. And the Alliance is like a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego type of song. And Remember Me was basically just, you know, talking about all the haters that hate on us, and we still pray for them. You know what I mean? Because that's what we called to do. They hate, we pray. But, yeah, I'm finna jump off here. Juan, you the dude, for show. Appreciate you, fam. You know, maybe one day we link up or something, you know what I mean? Get some food. I'm a vegetarian, but, you know, whatever. And that's because God, you know, God said, don't eat flesh. So I'm like, all right, done. Won't eat flesh no more. What do I do? I'm a disciple. You know what I mean? It's about discipline. I just do what he say, because I don't want no problems, because he always chastised me. And I know they say he do that because he love you. Cool. You know, good for you. I'm glad that you love me. I don't love me. I don't want to exist. I'm disgusted with myself. I'm a sinner. I can't like me. You know what I mean? I don't want to be a sinner. If I had a choice, I would never have been a sinner. I would have never existed. Not like this. I would have been cool just being an angel. Not coming here dealing with this crap. You know. But whatever. All right, peace.